is our next guest. He is the Sandwich King. You can see him all over the Food Network on shows like The Kitchen. Is 24 and 24 still on?
Oh, God, no.
That's like, off.
That's been canceled for about 6 years.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing it up, Pete. Sore spot still, but fresh wounds.
He is the owner of Pork and Mindy's in Bucktown.
Yes, and some other locations, too, not just Bucktown.
He is the second most popular graduate of Bradley University. It is Jeff Morrow in the studio. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too, Peter.
We were having an argument before the show today because you're on Milwaukee, right?
Yes.
You are north of Milwaukee and north of North Avenue, which is Bucktown.
Yes.
And someone said it was Wicker Park, and I said,
It really has been an intense battle. They've been fighting over us.
Right.
The Chamber of Commerce at both Bucktown and the Chamber of Commerce yeah. of Wicker Park have been fighting over
right.
us for several years. We like to say we straddle right in between it. We've mounted the intersection
mm-hmm.
and we ride it like a pony.
Well, that's
and everybody gets a taste.
That hotel, that new hotel.
Yeah, the Roby.
The Roby. That's the one that straddles the intersection.
That does. So we're across the street from him. So we're just a bunch of all straddling fools, I guess.
Pork and Mindy's.
How about it?
Everybody loves pork.
Everybody loves pork.
Except Kim up there. Yeah. And right. Elif behind the... Yeah,
wow.
They don't eat it.
Pulled pork has
got to be the most popular pork sandwich ever.
It is. I mean, we pride ourselves on, obviously, our pork and other meats. You know, everything's...
That's what I was going to say. You have amazing other options.
Thank you very much. Who was that?
That was Kim.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was my mom, like, reminding me, you know, always be...
I am a mom.
She's upstairs. You can't see her. She's upstairs on 7. That's why.
Yeah, you know, we do have chicken and beef, and now we smoke cauliflower for our buffalo cauliflower.
Hold on a second. Is that legal?
It is. I've tried it. You make sure you exhale. But we pride ourselves in catering to more than just the pork lovers. So
when you came up with the concept, did you have to run the name past anybody? Pork and Mindy's?
You know what? It was my partner, Kevin Corsello, is the name of his, championship traveling barbecue team from back in the mid-2000s. You know, he was a smoker. He'd enter in a contest. He's very good at smoking meat.
Right.
And when he came aboard, he's an entrepreneur, and it was just the perfect mesh of, you know, what I wanted to do as far as grow a business and be part of something, you know, this grand idea. And Pork and Mindy's always, to me, was like, is this a stupid name or is this the most brilliant name? Because, hey, you never really forget about it.
Right.
It kind of sticks to you. And if you, people have a different reaction, whether you're 45 years old or 15 years old, you know?
Right.
And it's not, the name is not too serious. I'm obviously not the most serious guy. But
no,
we did get a cease and desist, even though we own the rights to the name and everything, early on when we opened the restaurant because of our former logo only, not the words Pork and Mindy, just
okay.
our former logo, not this one you see right here, that's more of a block lettering. It was the bubble lettering, which looked a little too similar.
From the TV show.
From NBC, who still owns, you know, Mork and Mindy's.
How'd they find out about it?
Because, you know, we're everywhere, baby.
Some people like to turn other people in.
Well, you know, people, I'm sure there's like 19 lawyers in some office
in
New York City being like,
maybe we can
draft
get some money out of this.
We'll crush the little man.
My 12-year-old Charlie loves watching cooking shows, and he thinks it's so cool that we know each other. I'm like, this guy went to Bradley, man.
He did. I mean, it was only inevitable whether or not I was on the Food Network or not.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Oak Park River Forest, okay. class of 96.
Class of 96. Didn't Kathy Griffin go there?
Yeah, she did. She went she's a couple years older than me.
Okay.
There's a long line of esteemed graduates.
Seriously, there is. It's one of those schools where...
I'm on the Wall of Fame. I got asked to go back there about three, 4 years ago.
How did that happen?
I don't know. And it was like early on in my career, too. So they like, you know, they had faith in me. But I got to go and make, you know, such a big school, you have to do two separate speeches because they can't fit everybody in the auditorium. So
yep.
I got to do like... You know, the Billy Madison big speech
sure.
for the kids.
Right.
It was awesome. And now I'm on the wall next to Tom Lennon, who is on, you know, Reno 911 and Viva Variety. Great
okay.
comedic actor. Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio from Scarface
yep.
and The Abyss.
Yes.
The most underrated James Cameron project with because it's got underwater aliens. It's got submarine drama.
Yeah.
It's got altitude sickness or, I guess the...
High schools will embrace anyone.
Yeah.
They really
some
will.
Good people. You know, Kathy Griffith went there. So did, you know, some like writers for SNL, whatever.
Yeah.
I went with, I love it. I love it. Now I'm back in the, you know, I'm back in the neighborhood. So
that's fantastic. So you go to Bradley. Were you always a cooking guy? Do you always love food?
I was in a fraternity, and I was the steward for the fraternity, which meant I did the food chopping cleaning of the kitchen, Sigma Chi.
Okay.
And I, that's how I paid for my room and board. So it was a deal. You know, I enjoyed it, having keys to the place, because, A, I could control the quality a little bit of what was brought in. We had a cook that was not very good, so I can kind of babysit that a little bit. Plus, I had keys to the kitchen, so
sure.
Come 3 a.m.
Right.
Party boy.
You got the munchies.
Party boy is the number one guy in town.
Follow Jeff.
Boom. We had to get out the snack master out. We got all sorts of breads and melted things. How you guys doing?
So you were in the Allstate Showcase studios, people waving, they know who you are. So you graduate from Bradley. Yeah. You don't go straight into food, do you? What's your job?
Yeah, I did actually. 2 weeks after I graduated, I always had food jobs.
Okay.
From the time I was 14, I worked at a butcher shop to all my early and late teens. I worked Taste Chicago every year working for Tuscany and, you know, slanging Italian beefs and sausage. And I always that's how I made my runaround money. But when I graduated college, I opened a deli with my cousin out in Westmont by all those dealerships over there.
Okay.
It was called Primetime Deli, and I ran that with him for 4 years. But right before we opened the deli, I also was a performer as well. You know, I was in bands my whole life.
Yes.
I did Second City youth programs.
I forgot about this. Yeah.
You know, all the, you know, local theater. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, I was a cut up. And so I got auditioned, and I got cast as a waiter in Tony and Tina's wedding right when we opened the deli. So I did those four things simultaneously.
And when did you go on what was the show that you went on and won?
Food Network Stars.
Food Network.
Season 7.
Oh, Food Network Stars.
So
okay.
After the deli, we sold the deli. I left Tony and Tina's wedding same time. I started doing a lot of stand-up here in the city and, you know, auditioning for, you know, commercial. I booked like a local, you know, regional carpet commercial, like a Luna carpet commercial, which I destroyed, of course. I killed it.
Of course you did.
They didn't even
hear
it.
Right.
So that put about $470 in the bank account. Got a taste of the good stuff. So we ended up, me and my then fiance, now wife, moved to L.A. to kind of try to get a go at this.
Really?
Yes, and we lived out there for 4 years. I was hustling and producing my own food, a food show, cooking show with my partner. His name is Ali Khan, and we spent like 3.5 years in every meeting, everything, shooting our own stuff, editing it, trying to get it off the ground. All the while, I'm doing the Groundlings in L.A., writing my own sketch comedy shows, working in an office. My wife's a nurse. Thank God she
can
supported kind of keep
you.
Us afloat.
Oh,
even
my gosh.
I was always making money. I never not worked. That's a fact. But funny story is, finally, we moved back home to Chicago. I went to culinary school while I was out in Los Angeles because I needed I knew I was always a cook. I was essentially pretending to be one. I wanted the credentials.
Sure.
So I took a year and a half, did that, worked in restaurants. Moved back to Chicago,
God,
started
man,
auditioning.
You were hustling.
Dude, I did it. And the funny thing is, it took me about four auditions, four separate seasons on Food Network Star to finally make it on, which I finally did, and I won, and the rest is history. But my buddy Ali, I had the cooking show concept with, called Chef Jeff and Ali. He's now in his fourth season of Cheap Eats on Cooking Channel and hosts Spring Baking Championship on Food Network now.
Good
for
him.
So we both made it. What are the odds?
Nice.
Look at that.
I'm going to take a quick break. Pork and Mindy's. What's the website? Is it porkandmindy's.com?
You got it.
That's very simple. People can check it out if they want to visit Bucktown.
You can order our Picanini and all of our 7 sauces on there.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you became the sandwich king coming up next. It's 720 WGN. In studio with us is Jeff Morrow from the Food Network. Do you like to be referred to as the Sandwich King or the Star of the Kitchen?
Oh, man, that is a good question. Well, you know what? Sandwich King is, no longer being produced. So, you know, I like the moniker of Sandwich King is, you know, kind of my title. And then as well as if we can double up, make sure in the future, like when you do introduce me, it's Jeff Morrow, Sandwich King and host of
The kitchen and owner of Pork and Mindy's.
Yes.
That's too much.
Executive chef / partner of Pork and Mindy's.
It's too much.
In general, all around, just accessible, nice guy.
How did you become the Sandwich King?
You know, since, you know, like I said, I always worked in food. And so my first job was, you know, I said for a butcher, and then I moved down the street and got a pay raise to $5 an hour to go work at the catering slash deli place. So then I fell in love immediately with just the act of slicing meat, you know, turkey, ham.
Right.
Getting it perfect, getting in the rhythm, building a sandwich for a crowd, you know, going through the motions of getting food out as quickly as possible and as pretty as possible.
Right.
And I love that from a young age. And I was like, why would other guys work, you know, at, you know, Jewel's, you know, bagging groceries when I can, like, be the guy making food and,
sure,
like, you know, creating. So from that point on, I was like, if I have a job, I'm gonna use this love for food. So I grew up in a big Italian family. I mean, food is, you know.
Right. And food means love. Central. Somebody's food means love. Cooking the gravy right now,
oh,
aren't they?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not these days. So we, so when I graduated college, it was, I opened the deli, and then from there I was a private chef for a large mortgage company where I made, you know, 300-400 sandwiches a day and created new ones every day and had a stable of ones. So for me, when I went on Food Network, I was like, what do I do better? You know, I have a culinary degree, I'm classically trained, but what do I do better than anybody?
And that's sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Nobody right. put their flag in it. I was like, I woke up one morning and had an epiphany and go, that's how I'm finally getting on this Food Network star. I had the story. I had, my son was 2 at the time, and we were living in the city, struggling, just, you know, about to move in with my in-laws, live in their basement, save up for a house.
Right.
So it was like, I had this story. I had the chops. I've performed my whole life up to that point. I've cooked majority of my life up to that point. It was mine to lose. So I finally got cast. And when I did, I was like, I'm the sandwich king. Well, I said first I called it Between Two Buns. That was like my show concept, which they thought was a little cheeky, I guess. And then Bobby Flay said, it's Sandwich King. You want this show?
Well, that's the king telling you, Bobby Flay.
So, you know, yeah. It's gospel now, I guess.
Is he a good guy?
He's a very good guy. You know, he's a hard worker. He's a New Yorker. So he's like business, tells it like it is. But he's been very, instrumental, especially in the beginning, with helping me, guiding me along from anything from just like what to expect in the business to how to pick an agent. So he's a great guy. I just saw him a couple weeks ago.
Zakarian. Do you like him?
Zakarian's like a very good friend. If I called him right now, he'd answer, even if he was
you
like,
have a bromance with him, don't you?
Yes. You know what? Listen, we work together. My goal is to make him and Sonny laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He is the kid. You know the proverbial kid I sat next to in school my whole life.
Right.
And essentially my role on the kitchen is to be a class clown where, as in the past, I would only, you know, get a detention or get in trouble. Now I'm getting paid for it. So the pinnacle of that is when I see, like, we crack up all the time because we break and I can't get the words out or whatever.
Sure.
And we just, those moments that everybody doesn't see kind of lock our bromance in.
Right. If people have never seen The Kitchen, explain the concept.
It's a four-person show. You know, it's an hour-long lifestyle, informative talk show, if you will. And we cook, we have guests on, you know, everything from how to decorate your kitchen to whatever recipe might be the theme of the day. And you have four distinct viewpoints from me, obviously, a classically trained, pro, decades-old, you know, mm-hmm. Zakarian. You know, more of a homespun, fun, you know, fun cook like Sonny and Katie, who's a little more higher end, you know, Hampton's Rosé crowd. So everybody's got a pony in the race. And, you know, listen, I admit it. A lot of people come up to me and they're like, I love you. I don't like so-and-so. Or I don't really like you that much, but you're growing on me. I really love blah, blah, blah. Can you say hello? You know, can you say I said hello?
That's exactly what you want to hear.
That's what you want to hear.
Yes.
You got to have a horse in the race. They all can't win. All right? Even a thoroughbred of this speed.
We just got a text from 630 area code. Ask Jeff if he ever ate at Avani's in Peoria when he went to Bradley.
No. Okay. Now, Avani's was and this is in air quotes, Italian deli. In right next to campus in
right.
Bradley.
They have three or four locations. Half my family still lives down there. I go to Avani's.
You go to Avani's.
Yes.
I never did. I had one taste of Avani's when I was there.
Oh, cut
and this
it
is
out.
From a guy who grew
Stop
up
it.
In or around
Stop
delis
it.
And Italian delis his whole life.
Yeah.
I know a good Italian sub. There are no Italian neighborhoods in Peoria. This is a fact, Pete.
There's a lot of Lebanese people.
Yes, there is. I would eat a lot of Lebanese food. I loved it.
The Avani's gondola is the greatest sandwich on the planet.
No, it's not.
It's oddly sweet
bread that's like dusted in flour. See, yes. People are laughing. It's got terrible meat on it, put mayonnaise on.
Cut it off.
Italian
go to confession.
No
for that.
Jardinere.
Just stop it right there.
I can't even.
Jen in traffic agrees that the gondola is the best sandwich.
Thank
ever.
You, Jen. Yes,
Jen.
Yeah.
Hi.
Dead to me, Jen.
You were out.
I think I was dead to you before you heard my voice anyway, so we're good.
Stop it. You're beautiful.
Porkandmindies.com. Jeff Morrow, it's great to see you, man. Continued success.
Thank you very much, Pete. This is just such a nice, it's just a nice, beautiful Friday to spend here.
Well, now you have to leave. This is it. We got to go into news.
Why?
After commercials.
Can I read the news?
You
I came all the way this way.
Thank you, Jeff.